Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. Monday was Left-Handed Day. It's a celebration of all of us that are awesome and blessed enough to be left-handed. We are really cool. I'm left-handed, if you hadn't noticed. And yesterday, we looked at some video game characters that were left-handed. And today, well, we're going to do a couple of things. One, I'm going to read off a whole bunch of names of left-handed celebrities. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, there's so many great left-handedness. But then we're going to really look at one and kind of break it down. But real quick, just some left-handed celebrities. You have like Paul McCartney, Keanu Reeves, Mark Wahlberg, Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, Matthew Broderick, Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah Winfrey, Spike Lee, Pierce Brosnan, Bruce Willis, Dennis Quaid, Robert Redford, Robert De Niro, Owen Wilson, Morgan Freeman, Ben Stiller, Dan Aykroyd, David Bowie, Eminem, Justin Bieber. Y'all can have him back, right-handed people. Julia Roberts, Jim Carrey, Lisa Kudrow, Lady Gaga, Mark Hamill, Andrew McCarthy, Matt Dillon, Mickey Rourke, Richard Dreyfuss, Sylvester Stallone, John Cena, Val Kilmer, Lawrence Fishburne. Let's see, there's a whole lot, a whole heck of a lot. And even if you go like classic ones too, Marilyn Monroe was... I have so many lists. Charlie Chaplin was, Emma Thompson is, Steve McQueen, Shirley MacLaine, Diane Keaton, Jerry Seinfeld, Jim Henson, Olivia de Havilland, Carol Burnett, Cary Grant, I think I said Tim Allen, Goldie Hawn, Dick Van Dyke, and since Jim Henson was, Kermit the Frog was, Christian Slater, Richard Pryor, Will Wheaton, Ron Perlman, Don Rickles, Rock Hudson, Greta Garbo, Howie Mandel, Fran Drescher, George Burns. So many. W.C. Fields, James Cromwell. So many amazing people. Cloris Leachman, Shirley Jones, Marcel Marceau, Peter Fonda, Rip Torn, Michael Landon, Luke Perry, Terrence Stamp, Alan Thicke, Brent Spiner, Harpo Marx. And we, you know what? We'll end it up with Matt Groening, who is the creator of The Simpsons. There's dozens and dozens more. I mean, we could sit here for hours talking about all the great left-handed people out there. But I wanted to end with Matt Groening for a certain reason. Is he brings a lot of attention to left-handed people on The Simpsons. Now, The Simpsons itself... You know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. I'm not a huge fan as everybody else, but there is, you know, obviously a huge, huge pulp culture thing. And so back much to where years ago, like in the early 90s, he had the episode where Ned opened up the Leftorium. And, you know, it was all left-handed stuff. And it actually started kind of a big thing because in the 90s there was kind of a big left-handed movement. You know, I had a left-handed magazine I subscribed to. They made sure that there was a lot of other stuff that was left-handed, notebooks and things like that. That now, even though left-handed is more common now, there's not, you know, as much stuff. And it's interesting to note on this episode, you know, he ripped off the left mark, but in Springfield, 1 in 3 people are left-handed. In the real world, it's 1 in 9, but in Springfield, it's 1 in 3. So that's how you get, like, Bart and Marge are both left-handed. Mo, Ned, obviously, Mr. Burns, Mr. Skinner, a lot of people are left-handed. And I think that's really interesting because Matt Groening took something that is himself and is part of him and helped bring it into the forefront, into the mainstream, and put, you know, nowadays when we talk about putting one's self in a show, it's usually more politically driven or equality driven, which we'll get into left-hander equality later on in the week. I do have some choice things to say about that. But, you know, he took it and put it in the show and made it fun and had a good time with it and showed that it is more common. It's not as evil and sinister, again, something we'll get into later on in the week, as most people thought. And so on that note, you know, I do credit The Simpsons a whole heck of a lot for doing that. Because it's little things like that that people don't realize, you know. They just, since most people are right-handed, they kind of take it for granted. And that's sad. I forgot, did I mention Nicole Kidman and Lady Gaga and Seth Rogen and Mary-Kate Olsen? I don't remember. But on The Simpsons, you know, it's made to where it's actually a plot point and it's part of the show. And the Leftorium has showed up so many times since then that we've seen both in TV shows and video games. Also, David Letterman and Jay Leno and Demi Moore. You know, and that's something that what could have just been a simple joke, Bill Gates and Drew Carey, has gone on to really become something in the show that, even though, you know, it's only in maybe a dozen episodes, it's something that people associate, Jon Stewart, that people associate with The Simpsons to the point where, especially left-handed people, it's like, oh yeah, I remember that. That was part of the Simpsons, and that was a thing that they did. And here we are almost 30 years later, Ed O'Neill. Then it's something that still resonates and still sticks to the foreground. Greg Kinnear, that, I don't know, I really like it, and I give Matt Groening a lot of props for making it something so awesome and amazing. And it's, to me, the highlight of The Simpsons, but I know I'm probably in the minority on that. But let me know, what are some of your favorite left-handed actors? We've named it dozens of them. Literally dozens. You can let us know in the comments below here or on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. Also, make sure you hit that little subscribe button. That way you get DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Lots of great things coming everywhere. And we really hope you like it. You can, if you do, make sure you email it. Even if you don't, you know, email us. Let us know what you think. Nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I love hearing from everybody. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
And all your left-handed kisses were just prelude to another, prelude to your backhand.